I remember a year ago, me and my cousin was measuring land with old Lee Grady, and we was on that river, you know, measuring land. And we didn't have a bit of business across the river, but we decided we're up there, we're gonna pull off our clothes, we're gonna swim across that river. And we swam across it, got on the other side on the sandbar and played away, messed around a long time and swam back. But like we want the land, pick out a sandbar way up there, we get way up in this little catacomb across there and, you know, come out on that sandbar.
Yeah. But the river would change its course a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The bars would change and it might be deep in one place,
yeah,
one.
That's right.
In a month, and then the next place would be.
Some places would be deep, some places would maybe a sandbar. We can wade way out there, and, you know, and then you'd have to swim on across on the other side.
Yeah, I've heard people talk about. Well, what would you go fishing in? And what kind of a small?
Well, most of our fishing there would be on Chalky Creek. We'd go in. Set out hooks and maybe sometimes
trot
lines. Yeah, mostly we'll just take the poles, stick them out all around. Sometimes we spend the night there, and then sometimes we go and set the hooks out and come back home, go back to them the next morning, and we catch a string of fish, catch them, you know, biting.
What do y'all mostly catch here?
You know, back in the end, there we mostly chow cat and mud cat and.
Yeah.
The beetle pond back in here, I finally stocked a heap of them with bluegill, shell crackers, and bass, and then there's some of them back there, and I got them in. And you catch a big fish out of them. And one, I stocked it. That's the fellow what he runs a fish hatchery for the state. And he gave me, I think, about 4,000 catfish, and I put in one of them back in. But I never did tend to them like I ought to. You know, I had to feed them like feeding hogs.
You do?
Oh. Yeah, you had to go out and feed them. They'll come up and eat them like.
You know, a lot of people are raising catfish farms and cooking.
Yeah, they have these catfish ponds. And they when they get so big, they'll drain them and get them all out of there and sell them.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard of them. The pond at our place, I was down there yesterday, is about to go out. It's got a big gully. It's about 3 feet from going out.
Fishing to blow out?
Yeah. I want to get something and put over it where I catch some fish, you know, a seine or a net or something.
Yeah.
Because I know there are big bass in there. You know, that's the problem with old ponds, though. The big bass will eat all the little bass, and you just got those granddaddies in there.
That's right. See, I stocked some of these farm back, I'd put that rotum in there and clean them out, kill everything in there.
Yeah. Would y'all ever use a small boat to go fishing in, you know, with a square front and a.
Old folks would make them a. Old wooden boat, take a half a dozen men to get it in the pond. You got it down, you have to leave it there till it rotted because it's too heavy to get out. They'd make them warm. They'd trim that thing, you know, make it be sloping. They'd make a good one. They'd have them in these ponds.
What'd they call it? What kind of boats do they call them?
Most of them call them old bateaux or something.
Bateaux?
Yeah.
I heard, they now, when y'all hunted, what sort of gun did you first shoot?
Old shotgun. Well, I used to when I was gonna have a 22 rifle. The biggest I was hunting way back in there with the boys was shot slings. And that much.
You really, I mean, I thought you were kidding me about that, but you really went shooting things.
Good God, that was a deadly weapon. I used to have a cousin down here, and his boy, I'd share how good he figured I was with one. He'd step off about 10 or 12 feet out there and set a can on top of his head and turn his back to me and let me take that shot sling and shoot it off his head. I wouldn't let him knock it off mine with a stick, but he believed that I could shoot one that good.
Yeah.
I thought about it many a time. I said, I could have hit him in the back of the head and knocked a hole in it. But I never did. I'd knock that can off every time, and I never did hit him.
Mm. And a rifle, y'all put.
Most of back in there, when we got a rifle, it'd be a single shot, 22.
Just one?
Shoot, most of them, we shoot one time.
One fire?
Yeah. I remember my brother, Dean, he was small, and I bought him one time, a little BB gun. It shoot one time. That thing was strong, though.
Oh,
Oh, you get birds a fit with that thing.
Now, what kind of trees did y'all do? You mentioned gum. Do you have any gum still around here, or they chopped, they cut them all down?
Had a nice amount of gum in these swamps.
Swamps down there?
Yeah,
down.
I call them swamps. They're little branch heads and things. There's some gum in there. And then Mel used to go out and get a swallow of sweet gum and get that old...